The western part of the United States has already endured a major heat wave, and another is about to descend on California. In British Columbia, Canada, which is on the border with Washington State, Idaho, and Montana, recent record temperatures have killed hundreds of people, caused hundreds of devastating wildfires. And for more on that, we're joined by CBC News senior reporter Lindsay Duncombe. Lindsay, the heat has been so dangerous that, as I said, hundreds of people died. Is there any precedent for this?
No, it certainly is unprecedented. And I think much of the province and much of the country is absolutely rattled. You know, here where I am in Vancouver, those deaths came, sudden deaths, as a result of the heat wave. And over a period of about a week, 719 people died. Now, we don't know exactly why they died, but we do know that that is three times more, triple the usual number of sudden deaths recorded in the province. That is a number for the entire province. And This is just shocking for the coroner. The ambulance services in many areas were just overwhelmed. A lot of these people were seniors. The province and the country really trying to come to grips with the fact that the services that are that exist to take care of people may not be enough.
So there's that, there's the human element, but there's also, we understand, at one point, 200 wildfires burning in British Columbia at one point this week. Describe the fire situation now and how that compares to previous seasons.
Well, there are still 200 wildfires burning as we speak. And again, this is earlier and more intense than previous fire seasons. The 10-year average would have seen a total of around 400 fires up until this point in the season. However, right now we've seen more than 700 fires, and those 200 that are burning right now are active fires. Of that, about a dozen of them are particularly concerning for the fire service here in British Columbia. Reinforcements have had to come in. There are dozens of firefighters coming in from other provinces in the east. The Canadian military has set up a base in Edmonton for at least the next couple of weeks where helicopters can go in and move crews to where they need to be if new fire starts happen, which is expected with lightning in the forecast. The area that we're talking about that is especially volatile right now is in the interior of the province near the border with Alberta. And that area often gets rain in the spring. So, yeah, there are fire starts, but they don't go very far. But because it's been so hot, the forest is just tinder dry. And that means the crews can't get there fast enough. The early ways that they would normally start a fire from going anywhere just don't cut it. And these fires then spread and become really huge and dangerous.
Well, and they do a lot of damage. The town of Lytton in southern BC almost just completely destroyed by a wildfire during this heat wave or soon after it. What happened there?
Well, it happened so quickly, and there's a lot of discussion over exactly how the fire started. Investigators say they believe it was human-caused, not a lightning strike, but it took, you know, within an hour, and people had to leave, and the whole town was totally destroyed by flames. And two people were tragically killed. A couple, their son, they couldn't get out, so he had covered them up with a sheet of tin or some substance like that and hoped that the fire wouldn't get them. And they ended up that a power pole fell over and they tragically died, is a story that he recounted. Those people who live in the village of Lytton are expected to get back there this week on a bus tour scheduled for Friday. And by all accounts, what they'll see is absolutely devastating.
One of the residents who escaped from the fire was Gordon Murray, talking to the CBC here about the loss of the town.
It's a small, rural, Indigenous, low-income community, and we're at the point, the spear point of climate change, but it's coming for everybody. We're the canary in the coal mine. We had the heat and the chaos, but we weren't prepared.
So talking about climate change there, and as he does, I'm seeing this report out this week from the University of British Columbia that says up to 1 billion clams, mussels, snails, sea life in these shallow waters off the west coast of the province died because of this heat wave. Is there a sense there in Western Canada that these shocking conditions could be a new normal?
I think that's really the concern, you know, both from people who live in these areas as well as the public officials. This really has been a chance for people to say, hey, if people in Vancouver called an ambulance or people in Burnaby called an ambulance and it didn't show up, and the people of Lytton only had minutes to get out of town, this is something that we need to prepare for in a different way.
The CBC's Lindsay Duncombe reporting from British Columbia. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.